to speak causes people's stomach to contract and jerk. And so wonderful things, we can get over this fear. Now, when you learn and practice what the best communicators have learned and practice, you'll soon get the same results they do. And in this seminar, you're going to learn the most important techniques ever developed to help you to become a more powerful and persuasive communicator in every area of your business life. Now, fortunately, and I've written all this stuff down, so if you hear pages turning, it's because I've spent a lot of preparation, and you'll understand why as we go along. Now, there are three key communication tools for success in business today. They're also helpful in personal life as well. But in business, the first is a meeting. And you have to understand about meetings. A meeting is a presentation. A meeting is an opportunity for you to perform in front of others. It's a meeting is a chance for you to give a public talk, if you like, even though everyone is sitting down. And here's an important point. People who do not contribute to meetings are considered to have nothing to contribute. So if you're fearful or tense about speaking up in a meeting, it's actually sabotaging your life and your career. People actually downgrade you, consider you to be not particularly intelligent or competent, because you sit there afraid to speak up. So just learning how to speak up in a meeting dramatically improves your self-concept and self-esteem, but it dramatically improves the opinion that other people have of you. And so everything we talk about here today can be used to speak effectively when you're in meetings with other people. Many people have changed their entire